Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it's spring. It really is. Even though the temperature dips a bit now and then, it really is spring and things are popping up all over. And spring had this thought. Do you remember? Some of you do. When spring house cleaning and fall house cleaning were major events, and that meant cleaning your house from top to bottom, inside and out. Things that, when you did both spring and fall house cleaning, probably got done twice a year. And maybe there were a few of those things that only got done once a year. And I'm thinking that there are very few people who do that anymore. But some of the things that were done do need to be done. They would be pluses in our household if we would do them at least once or twice a year. I consulted with Martha Stewart. Yeah, I asked Martha Stewart what her suggestions were for spring house cleaning. And as I mentioned, there's some of these that we need to remember to do on some kind of regular basis. Maybe it's putting on your calendar, maybe it's putting on your phone, your iPad, whatever, as a reminder. And the first one is one that I forget to do, that is really pretty important to do, and that's dust the refrigerator coils. Coils are usually at the bottom of the refrigerator, under the grill. And you can do that with, your vacuum cleaner or a specialty refrigerator coil brush. But it does increase the efficiency of your refrigerator. So that's a really good one to do at least a couple of times a year. What about in the living room? Well, there's I want to mention a couple of things related to household cleaners. You know, vinegar and baking soda are two great cleaners, and you can buy a specially, I'm not going to say formulated, but with nice fresh odor baking soda to put on your carpets, let it set for about 15 minutes, and then vacuum. And it does help some odor. If there's odor, it's just a good cleaning tool. But you don't have to buy the special ones. Just use your box of baking soda. Buy a big box, get a good price on it, and keep it around for lots of different uses. In the bedroom, one of the things that, again, it's unless you are one of those people who have it regularly on your mind to do, is to turn over the mattress. Should be done on a fairly regular basis, probably more than once a year, actually. But that's one of those things that should be put on our calendars to remember to do. And what about the pillows? Do they need to be cleaned? Some can be machine washed. Sometimes you need to take them to a special cleaner. But they do need to be cleaned. And your home office, what about organizing files? Maybe that's a winter job, not a spring job. But that is a good thing to do at least once a year. Maybe you do it, have done it when you got ready for tax time. And of course, that's this time of year also. To review insurance policies, contracts, and household inventories. Something that, again, should be done on some kind of regular basis. And yearly we'll do it. What about the clothes closet? Well, we've talked often about getting rid of things and how you organize and so on. Well, as you're putting away winter clothes, and maybe some of you have closets big enough you don't need to put away winter clothes to get out your spring clothes. But for some of us, we need to separate those out and put them in another place. But the thing that's a good thing to check are those that might need to be going to the dry cleaners. If they're winter clothes, check them over. You know, if they need to go to the dry cleaners, now would be a good time to get that done and not be putting them away until they are clean. Some outdoor things, of course. This is a good time to kind of take a look around on your porch or your deck. Does it need to be swept down, vacuumed, whatever, for all the little creepy crawly things that might be there? wash outdoor furniture. If you didn't do that when you put it away, which would have been a good time to do that, but now would be a good time to do that. And you can use, again, baking soda or, of course, your favorite liquid dishwasher detergent. What about inspecting light fixtures indoors and out, and also dusting? Do you dust your fans, the top of the fans, on a regular basis? Well, if that hasn't been done for a while, that would be a really good thing to do inside. And the fixtures, the top of the fixtures, inside and out would be good to be checked. Now, if you're going to do major cleaning, which we started out talking about spring cleaning, wiping the walls and the ceilings to first vacuum to remove the dust, and then use a cleaner to clean them. Starting, remember that old thing, when you're washing walls, you start at the bottom and go up, not the other way around. Here's a biggie, but putting again on your reminder, whether it's spring or another regular time, is to taking a look at grout lines and wherever you, if you have those in your home. They are extremely porous and they stain easily, and there are special grout cleaners, but again, probably either baking or soda would be a good thing to use with a little brush and get those grout lines cleaned out, and perhaps some of them need to be filled. We talked about cleaning your floors, your carpets, but also upholstered furniture could use a little attention on some kind of regular basis by vacuuming, you know, taking the seat cushions out. Maybe you'll find some money in there, who knows? But you could also find snacks, and if you have kids at your house, small kids' toys, who knows what might be there under the cushion. So it's a good time to pull those cushions out and vacuum. If you have wooden furniture that you want to keep looking good and maintain, now is a good time to wax that wooden furniture. I think it's good to do that depending on your house, when it's not very humid. So if you want to do it during air conditioning time, that's one time. But, you know, within spring, usually there's some really nice days when the humidity is not very high. And so waxing would be a good time. You may actually want to wash the furniture first with a mild dishwashing liquid and then dry it and then put on a bit of wax. Doesn't take much. And buffing it for those special pieces of furniture. Much of our wooden furniture already has finishes on it that really waxing doesn't do anything. They need to just be cleaned off. Again, solution of dishwashing detergent, just very, very small amount of detergent, or again, just perhaps a baking soda solution would be good too. I wanted to move on to, you know, the list could go on, but you need to take a look at what you think needs to be done and what fits your house. But vinegar, I've mentioned vinegar a couple of times, and vinegar is just a great all-around cleaner, and vinegar and baking soda mix and baking soda by itself are also great cleaners. They can replace many of those specialty cleaning products that we spend money for. We could spend a whole lot less if we used vinegar and baking soda. And if you don't know what the possibilities are and you have a computer, just go online and search in there for uses of vinegar, uses of baking soda, and you will find lists and lists to choose from. Again, probably aren't going to use all of them. Now, saying that those are good cleaners for lots of things, and I have gotten rid of quite a few of my cleaners, the specialty cleaners, because of vinegar and baking soda. But there are two new ones that I want to try. One is a microfiber sponge cloth. Now, we've talked about the microfiber fabric, you know, to clean windows, clean this, clean that. But the sponges might be up for tougher jobs. So that's one I want to try. The other one is that I've not used, and most of you probably have used them, are the Mr. Clean Magic Erasers. I keep hearing people say, oh, just use a magic eraser. And I have used them some, but I want to put that in easier reach because they are pretty magic and safe to use. So clean, clean, clean. It's spring cleaning time. And then you'll say, time. Well, until next time, here's a thought. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back.